Okay.
So it says in Genesis 4, the Lord says to Cain that, you know, where is your brother? Cain says, am I my brother's keeper? That's where people get the term, my brother's keeper. And the Lord says, I hear your brother Abel's blood crying out to me from the ground. But Jesus' blood, it says in Hebrews, speaks better things than the blood of Abel. You know, that Jesus, he was wronged. Jesus, he was betrayed by his own brothers. Jesus, he was forsaken, but his blood isn't screaming from the ground. His blood is a sacrifice. And now he has full power over hell, over life, over death, over Hades, over the heaven, the earth. And he's the only one who can hold the power of judgment to a human being, to a living soul. And he himself, it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 2, Now therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So that means if you're in Christ and you're a born-again believer, or you come to Christ and you ask for forgiveness, you know, those who call upon the Lord, they shall be saved. You yourself will not be denied by him. You yourself will not be judged by your past or previous sin by him. You will only hear the voice of the enemy speaking to you of those things. But the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. You know, so the devil can't even condemn you. He himself can't even send you to hell. He can't even force anyone to disobey God. But he can only tempt and distract and mainly discourage you to the point you yourself choose to give up on God. So that's the lesson for today.
Yeah. Thank you, Silas. I really, really, really loved the Abel part. Like, he's just like, I can hear Abel's blood. Like, because that makes me like, it's to anyone that's suffering and questioning if God can hear them. And he can.
Carlos, or Pastor Carlos, once said, he said, if God can hear the blood of Abel, one person's blood, how much can he hear the blood of the people of South Sudan?